will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
It's time for the Thursday Night Music Club, brought to you by City Music. For all your music needs, head to 9299 Watson Road.
All right, time for the club. Welcome to it. Dan Dirkholtz coming up in just a little bit. Danny Boy, by the way, has a book signing coming up very soon. In fact, on Thursday, he'll be at Subterranean Books on Del Mar. At 7 p.m., signing Rock and Roll Myths. We'll talk to him about that in a little bit, but we bring Samantha Fisher into the mix as we hit the local music scene. Well, actually, she hits the local music scene. I'm too old. So we just live vicariously through Samantha. Slam and Sammy Sound, how are you, darling?
I'm very well, thank you, my love.
Oh, very well, she says.
Yeah, I'm writing a book, too. I'm going to have a book signing.
Tell your face, darling. Your face is not saying, I've had the best day ever, you son of a gun.
I'm worried about my dog. She ate all those cookies. I'm worried about what's going to happen when I get home.
Chocolate chip cookies that were meant for us.
Yes.
I would hope that you're going to bring those here.
Yes, I was going to make you a little plateful.
I'm going to just hit that dog with a Sunday circular. Okay, so here he is. Before we get into local music and hear some stuff or some bands, let's talk about Play It Forward, the philanthropic arm of what you do, getting musical instruments into the hands of high school kids who wouldn't otherwise have a chance to experience music firsthand, and you have done an amazing job with that, you and your peoples. What's happened to your movie? Isn't there a documentary being made about you and your work?
Yeah, it's the documentary released about a month ago.
I am so all over this. They didn't ask me anything.
It's brilliant. It's on YouTube. You can just YouTube Play It Forward and check it out.
Okay, I'm going to do that, and I probably won't ask you again. When's that movie coming out?
Like it's Art Holiday or something.
Oh, like his, okay, the Johnny Johnson film. That's
10 years in the making.
Yeah, still in the making.
Still in the making.
Apparently. All right, so what's going on? What have you garnered as of late?
Well, I received a violin today via one of your listeners, a guy named Gary.
Good.
Came into the Oyster Bar and, sent me an email, and I told him, listen, this is my schedule. I'm kind of busy. And he just decided to stop on in, him and his lovely wife, and bought me a beautiful violin.
Awesome.
Which I'm very happy about, because I just, was contacted again from some people that, it's called Making Music Matters, and there's some WashU students that teach inner-city kids music in their spare time, zero funding that they receive. So he gave me an email, and I called him, and I'm actually taking that violin to him on Sunday, along with three other violins and about four guitars.
Awesome.
I know. It's so cool because I love it. I love it.
You like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
What are you looking for right now? Thank you, Gary. We appreciate the support. What are you on the hunt for? Still cellos?
Yeah, I got the cello. I purchased it for the young lady. I'm looking still for some more violins. Mm-hmm. I need some violins. And then, lists are coming in. It's just getting so much. But I've got a guy that I've been talking to, a guy named Steve, and he's interested in doing a huge instrument drive with some people from SLSO and some other people in this field. And he's thrown Play It Forward in with the mix, which is really cool. And he's coordinated it and organizing it. And we should have some more details about that in the next few weeks.
Play It Forward, STL.org for more information. And if you've got something that can help out, They would certainly love the assistance. Monetary donations are always nice and kindly accepted, because then Sam can buy those instruments and get those to the kids if they're not donated.
So. And listen, when we raise money, I just want everyone to know that I do spend it back in St. Louis at the music shops. So, you know, it makes everything work out, makes everything go around.
It's called Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
I thought that was a song.
I was about to go into it, but the moment's gone. Okay, so we move to the music, and you, as everyone should. Let's talk local bands. Who's where? Who are you going to turn us on to this time?
Well, I'm real excited about this lineup tonight. Here's one of my favorite people in St. Louis, Brian Curran. Do you know him?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Back in the day, kind of used before he really broke out on the scene, was hanging out at BB's quite a bit.
Yes, still does. I always describe Brian as that you could talk to him about sharpening pencils and you have his undivided attention. That's how much of a nice guy he is.
I'm sorry, what?
Stop it. Seriously. And his lovely bride, Sarah. So he just released...
Who talks about sharpening pencils?
I'm just using that as an example.
It was a great analogy. It just kind of threw me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Back in the game. You back?
Yep.
Okay.
Ready to go.
All right. So Brian is a good friend of mine, and he's done some stuff for Play It Forward, and he's always willing to help and teach guitar. He's a brilliant guitar player, and I love his music. I've known Brian for many years. So if you like what you hear, you can check him out at briantcurran.com. On Friday, October 19th, he'll be at Atomic Cowboy down on Manchester. Great little venue. And that's an early show from 6 to 10.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow, right. Yes.
Okay.
Saturday, October 20th at Molly's in Soulard, another great venue. And on Sunday, the Grafton Wineries from 2 to 6.
Brian's got a busy weekend in front
so
of him.
So if you were like a groupie, you could follow him Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That'd be cool. I might do it.
In a VW microbus selling bagels for gas money. I need a miracle. Sorry,
wow.
Kind of a dead air reference. I went to a weird place. Do you have some Brian by any chance?
I do. You may need this. Keys to the Highway.
Much too slow. I'm going back to the border, where I'm sure better known. Ain't done nothing heavy. Drive a good man away from home.
Brian Curran, Keys to the City. A lot of chances to see him this weekend. Atomic Cowboy on Friday, Saturday at Molly's, Sunday at the Grafton Winery. And if you go to briantcurran.com, you can find out more about that. Right?
That's right.
Is that him playing harp, too? Well, actually, there's harp and singing at the same time, so probably not.
I love it how you answer your own questions. You're so smart.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about sharpening pencils?
What?
Exactly. All right, where do we go next?
Do you know Miss Nikki Hill?
No.
Ugh.
Ugh.
You're missing out.
Well, enlighten me.
Oh, my God. She is just beautiful, first of all. Gorgeous, beautiful lady. From South Carolina, originally. And her husband, Matt Hill, from the Deep Fried Rhythm and Blues. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Carney, you have to get out more.
I'm so cloistered.
You are.
I am.
Well, I don't know Nikki that well. I just met her actually last year at BB's on an event down there. Actually, it was the last Baby Blue Showcase, which I'll be at this year with Play It Forward, just a reminder. And here's on the stage this beautiful gal, and she's just singing this amazing song. What's the squared microphone? What are those called? I know you know what that is.
Right.
Okay.
I believe it's called a ribbon microphone.
A ribbon microphone. Mm-hmm. Well, she's belting out in one of these things. She's got this amazing outfit on, something from like the 1920s. I love this girl. And we met, and she offered to do some help with Play It Forward, and I was real impressed with her. So I got a hold of her, and I said, hey, let me spin some of your music on the Carney Show. And she was gracious, and she sent me a track called I Got a Man. And you can check her out at Molly's on Friday night, tomorrow night, with her husband, Matt Hill. They're doing a little duo. And again, in November at Blue City Deli, which is a great venue. You've been there.
Yes, ugh. I have.
Have you been there?
Not when there was a band, but it's lunchtime and it's packed. There's no time for a band at lunch.
They do live music on Saturdays and Sunday afternoons. Doing such a great job down there.
Yeah, great place.
But these kids are touring all over the place, and they won't be back until after January, so... If you like what you hear, you can find her on Reverb Nation. And you check this out. I Got a Man.
I'm really liking this, too.
Oh, you got to see her live. You'll love it. And St. Louis is blessed because they moved here. So
and
we got her now.
That's Nikki Hill, Molly's tomorrow, and then November 10th at Blue City's Deli, and then they go off on tour of the West Coast and then come back, hopefully come back.
Yes.
And I like that. You're on a roll tonight.
I told you. It's just getting better.
Like kind of a dirty blues theme tonight.
Yeah. I'm in that kind of a mood.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. I'm just trying to play along. It's a radio thing, you know.
Slamming Sammy Sound. By the way, it's the Thursday Night Music Club, if you're late joining us. Brought to you by City Music and Education Center. And if you haven't been, it really is a Disneyland for all things musical, from sheet music to CDs, from area bands to instruments of all kinds to lessons in a recording studio. In-studio appearances, concerts, a cafe, a coffee shop, and more. Isn't that enough, really? I mean, you could make a day of it. Anyone with any interest in music, make it a stop. City Music and Education Center, and they're in Crestwood on Watson Road, right in front of Crestwood Mall. And as I said a couple of times, the only music store that has 1,200 parking spaces.
Yeah, they do.
So it's all yours.
And they have a great clientele because just last week or 2 weeks ago, Play It Forward picked up 24 instruments from that store that were donated for us. So
awesome. They also do rentals, too, of instruments for individuals in school. So check them out for all of your needs on that front. CityMusicSTL.com. And that's where you find them online. I told you where they were, 9299 Watson, and that they sponsor this very feature right here, the Thursday Night Music Club. Coming up, Dan Dirkholtz, Samantha Fisher with us now, bringing up the local scene, and we got time for one more. What you want to do?
One of your favorites. I thought I'd treat you tonight with Miss Jubilee.
Ah.
Ah. I knew you'd love it.
I had no idea who that is.
And this is a new track.
Do I know who Miss Jubilee is?
You do. Well, we played this, not this song, but we played her before on the show, and you were just losing your mind.
But it's not someone I know.
No.
Because I'm thinking I'm really
good. Well, yeah, I'm starting to discover you don't know anybody musically.
Apparently I don't. Sorry.
Except for Dennis.
And Buddy Marino. Now, that was a band. Sorry.
You need to get out more. I'll watch the kids. You and Suze, just go out, hit the strip.
Yeah,
hit the strip.
I would like you to write that down.
Okay.
Sign an affidavit to that effect. And
actually, I've met your children.
Aunt Sam could get some quality time hanging with the kids.
Those were great kids.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, we're great kids. Yeah, they were fun.
They're lovely. All right, Miss Jubilee, so tell me about her. What's the deal?
Well, they're performing right now at Thaxton Speakeasy. Remember we talked about that a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, we did.
Stay Classy, San Diego.
You have to know the code.
You have to know the password, the code, the secret.
Does it change every week? Or
I'm going to say yes, it changes every week.
Okay.
So I don't know what it is for tonight. Maybe it's the Carney show. I don't know.
It would help if you had that information, people wanted to go. A little late for that tonight, but of course some people are just starting to go out. At 11:20.
Some people. So. Do you remember when we used to do that?
No.
Anyway, they've been in St. Louis since about 2008. Hot jazz, swing, rhythm and blues. A lot of their stuff is from the 20s through the 50s. Again, every Thursday at Thaxton Speakeasy at 9 p.m. So actually not too late. They'll probably go till 1. Friday, tomorrow night, the Big Muddy Dance Company at the Casa Loma Ballroom. That starts at 7:30. And you can catch them every Sunday at Rue Lafayette in Lafayette Square for their brunch from 11 to 2.
I don't know if I'm getting set up here, but Nugent's over there managed to pull out the code word.
Nice.
At Thaxton's. And you can only get in if you know the code word. And tonight, the code word at Thaxton's is hooch.
Hooch.
What did they say, Turner? Is that acceptable?
No, it says hooch, the bootleg liquor.
Hooch, now, is that just tonight or is that through the weekend?
This week's password is hooch.
This week's password to get into Thaxton's
it
is
says,
hooch.
It says just whisper the password to the doorman in the alley.
Whisper it? Do you have to, like, in his ear or just?
And then after you get rolled, enjoy the music. Because that guy didn't really work there. Okay. All right. So, again, at Thaxton's every Thursday. Friday.
Casa Loma.
Tomorrow. Right, that's the Big Muddy Dance Company.
Yep.
Right?
Yep, yep.
And every Sunday at Rue Lafayette.
I like that, from 11 to 2. I mean, this girl is amazing, Miss Jubilee. And you can check her out at missjubilee.com. And this track is called Found My Baby.
All right, we're going out with that. Well done, as always, Sam.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you much. All right, Thursday Night Music Club rolling on. Dazzling Danny D coming up, our roving music journalist, taking a look at some of the national acts headed this way, as well as some of the new releases. Stay with us.